Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 49. So in today's episode, I want to just kind of encourage you to be more like you were when you were a kid growing up. You know, remember when you were a kid and you just wanted to try everything? You wanted to touch everything. You wanted to probably taste everything. You remember that? I think that, you know, as we grow older, we kind of lose that innate curiosity that we had when we were growing up. And I think that if we just kind of flipped the switch and found it again, found that curiosity again, that amazing things can happen. Well, not think. Actually, I know that they can, because I've really made an intentional effort over the past couple of years to do this. And it's totally kind of changed the course of my life. Honestly, it's led me down new paths. It's brought new and amazing people into my life. And most importantly, it's made me happier than ever before. So I'm excited for this episode because I think it's a simple one. It's a simple concept, but one that we just need to realize. And that's just being curious, how to be more curious. So before we get into it, I am glad to hear that last week's sponsor, In Defense of Paper, was a hit with you all. Again, I really only want to work with brands that make sense. Their products make sense. You like them. So I'm glad to hear that. And In Defense of Paper is back again to sponsor this episode. And that's great. And I'm glad to hear that a lot of you are also big into journaling, into writing things down, whether that's your goals or just kind of a daily gratitude exercise or just writing down ideas. That's great. You know, that kind of thing. And In Defense of Paper definitely is a great brand for you. And I'm glad it aligns so well because they make these amazing journals that can make that journaling experience that much better. So thank you to In Defense of Paper. Again, they create high quality journals sourced and manufactured in the United States. And like myself, they believe that a high quality journal still has a place in 2018. Each journal contains 200 pages of super high quality source bound and handcrafted paper, all made in the US. It has an exposed spine. It lays flat really well, which is important. It won't fight against you if you're trying to write in it and it's not trying to close on you. That's really important. So check out In Defense of Paper. Take a break from your phone, your computer, whatever you're doing, and just get creative with that. I find it a really rewarding experience. So you can visit indefenseofpaper.com. You can use promo code CASE to get 10% off your order. Again, that's indefenseofpaper.com, and you can use code CASE for 10% off. Cool. So let's get into it. So to be honest, you know, I was thinking about this episode and what I wanted to talk about, and I was at a bit of a loss. You know, I never like to force conversations or talk about things just to talk. It's not really me. So sitting at Soho House in Chicago this morning, thinking about my life, deep thoughts here. I was thinking about what has made an impact, anytime, and really in any area of my life. I was kind of open book here. And I was kind of recalling years past and as asking myself, what's different? You know, what has changed from 10 years ago, from 5 years ago, 2 years ago? You know, outside of the whole growing older thing, what about me on a personal, deeper level has changed? And the answer was pretty obvious. It was that I've really changed the way I think, you know, and that's resulted in new habits and more success and better friends, kind of the whole enchilada. But then I was like, well, what is this new way of thinking? You know, clearly it's not some black and white change where all of a sudden I just leveled up with the way that I thought and acted. No, it was more subtle than that. It was simpler. Obviously, it's like so simple, in fact, that I just kind of couldn't put my finger on it. You know, so I kind of let my mind wander as I kind of just played on my phone and scrolled through Instagram. And then out of the blue, for some reason, I started thinking of things that annoyed me. Not sure why. I'm sure you do that. And I was randomly thinking of a conversation I had with someone that I dated a long time ago. And I was thinking about that. and the conversation. And the conversation was vague enough that I couldn't really remember the exact topic, but the conversation was around something like 401k or when taxes are due, something like that. And we were talking about it. You know, anyway, she was telling me how she had no idea what any of that was or what to do about it. You know, so I was telling her the basics, but then kind of realized myself that I didn't know much more than that. You know, oh, well, we kind of said to each other, and that was that, right? You know, that was the end of the conversation. It was about a 401k, I think. And we never really talked about it again. I didn't think anything of it. She didn't think anything of it, and we went on our way. You know, I'm not sure why that conversation popped into my head, but out of that conversation came today's topic. It's not 401ks. It's not the value of a tax-qualified contribution pension account or anything like that. It comes from that memory, and I think it's a good topic. It's being curious, as I alluded to, but I was thinking of that moment and how, in retrospect, my thought process and desire to learn has changed from that scenario versus what it is now. You know, from that memory, I think why I was kind of annoyed in thinking about it is that's how I used to think, right? I didn't care to learn more. I wasn't curious, certainly. I just wanted the basics to get by. You know, someone telling me what something was or why it mattered, that was good enough for me. You know, it's kind of the status quo for thinking. You don't know something, you hear about that thing and you're supposed to know what it is. You might inquire about it, you might get an answer and then move on. And that's the end of the story. You don't really care, you just don't want to be left out of the loop. And I kind of call that like subdued curiosity, subtle curiosity. You know, it's subtle because usually it's brought on by FOMO or the fact that maybe you feel guilty that you should know something. And again, I used to think that way. There's nothing wrong with it necessarily. You know what you need to know. You check the boxes. You're not ignorant, certainly. You're up to date. You're living. You're doing your thing. And most of us live this way. But I think there's another way of living that is, call it better, maybe. But this is the kind of the way of living that I've evolved into. And that is a mindset of urgent curiosity or just genuine enthusiasm for knowing more, for leaving no stone unturned, to wanting to experience and learn things for yourself, for not just being satisfied about hearing about something or hearing a story. Or, you know, honestly, it's a mindset that it's kind of maybe called a bit cynical, but it's genuine in its desire to, you want to know things for yourself. And that's what I want to talk about briefly today, because I think it is really, really, really important. So here's the clickbait headline for you before I get into the details. And it's that I want you to be curious, like even in like a really aggressive way. Because I found that when you're curious, your mind is a really interesting place to be. It's a great place to be because it's energized to create and explore, and that's freaking exciting. And in true Case Kenny form, I'm just going to proclaim that the best way to avoid regret in life is to be curious. And I think that it's pretty true. But at minimum, I found that being intensely curious does one simple thing for me. And it makes me happier. And I've said it before, but I've connected happiness with experiences, with a desire to experience more, a desire to not be comfortable. That's what makes me happy. I found that when I'm chasing experiences and I'm jumping in and out of my comfort zone, that, you know, all of my anxiousness, my worries, my overthinking, that kind of just vanishes. And I'm just happy in that moment, you know, happy because I'm curious. Because when I'm curious, I have a purpose, and that purpose is to discover more, and that energizes everything about me. My actions, certainly, I do more, I act more, I seek out more, but truthfully, it just energizes my entire being, my soul, right? I feel alive, and that's just because I'm curious. And it's also exciting, too, because it's sustainable. It's not just a rush and a high of, you know, you're happy and then, you know, poof, it's gone. It's something that I can always do because I'm pretty confident that the world's a freaking huge place and there's always going to be something new to learn or to experience myself or a new perspective to realize and consider. And that, to me, is the just insane power of being curious. It's sustained happiness of joy and just kind of a love for being alive. So boom, there's the clickbait. I hope that's clickbaity enough for you. I hope that gets you energized. Don't go anywhere. But it gets me pumped, you know? It puts a kind of big, goofy grin on my face. So with the time I have in this episode, I want to encourage you to be curious in every aspect of your life because I have, and it's done really great things for me, and I think it could do the same for you. So first, some more, I wrote down some notes here for my outline on just the power of being curious. And then I'll give you a couple things that I do every day to just encourage myself to be that way. Because, you know, when I was thinking about this, when you're curious, when you're eager to learn, that you're living a life that's lean forward, not lean back. And that's a big, big difference. Lean back is passive, right? It's a comfortable thing. It's where you just live and you're accepting of your reality. It's living at its most simple form. And no offense, but in my opinion, that's really boring. And I don't want to live a boring life. You know, lean forward, though, that's active. That's how I strive to live. It means you question things. It means you search for answers to the questions in your head. Not because, you know, you're afraid that you'll be judged if you don't know the answers, but because you genuinely, authentically, for real, want to know. And in fact, you need to know. You must know. You have to know, you know, because your mind is always working. It's hungry. It's thirsty. It's happy. It's everything. It's energized. It's working overtime. And when your mind is that way, when you can train it to be that way, great, great things happen. And second, when you're curious, you come to realize certain things that a, quote, not so curious person wouldn't learn. Yes, obviously you learn things. Yes, you find new perspectives, but it means more than just satisfying your growing hunger for knowledge and things like that. It means that you uncover truths, important truths, life truths, truths about yourself and your journey. And these simply are not things I think you'll learn if you're just living passively. And there's a quote from author Joseph Campbell, and he goes, "If you can see your path laid out in front of you step by step, you know it's not your path. Your own path you make with every step you take. That's why it's your path." And I think being curious uncovers truths about that path you're on, your path, the one that's right for you. But if you're living passively and you're not genuinely curious, you're likely, I found, to just fall onto someone else's journey. You know, it's a journey that you can clearly see, you know where it goes because you've accepted someone else as your own. And it's not entirely original, you know. That's why you know where it's heading, because you're basically picking someone else's and you're kind of copying it. You know where it's heading, you know where it's leading you. And if that's cool with you, no disrespect, that's great. And maybe it's that way because it's comforting, it's a bit assuring. I don't judge that. But if that quote I just referenced resonates with you, know that from my experience that intense curiosity can deliver you from that status quo. Because to Campbell's point, you can choose to make your own path with every step you take. And when you're curious, you take a lot of new steps. And those new steps lead you down new paths. And that's freaking exciting to me. Because when you're curious, you're always open to new ideas. And that is such a powerful thing. Like really, 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 really powerful. And it's exciting because you don't really know where it's going to lead you. And to me, that's amazing. It's just full of possibility. You know, I'll take that any day over copying someone else's journey, someone else's same old, same old. You know, no copy and paste for me. Thank you very much. When you've trained your mind to be curious, it's open to new ideas. It sees the world, frankly, a little bit differently because it expects to learn and it craves new perspectives. And you're subtly encouraging yourself to seek them out, to go out and find them. And when you see them, then you're more likely to make something of them and you appreciate them. And just things are fresh and ideas are amazing and you just want more of that. And again, new ideas are powerful. New ideas are kind of what made me go from wanting to be a doctor, then wanting to be a lawyer, then wanting to work at an advertising agency to then what I'm doing today. You know, had it not been curious, I'd be a doctor right now or a lawyer right now. And I know for a fact that those things aren't right for me. I know they're not right because I decided to be curious. And first I was like, oh, let me see what this whole advertising thing is about. Then I was like, oh, well, let me see what the ad tech scene is about. Then I was like, oh, I wonder, let me take a look at email marketing. Then it was, oh, let me discover my passion for writing again. Then it was, oh, I bet I could do some consulting because I know so much about this and that seems really interesting. Then it was podcasting and the list goes on and on. And my curiosity led me there. And at each step, it's added a new twist or turn on my journey and where I thought I was heading previously. So you might be listening, you're like, oh, that's great, Case. We get it, right? Curiosity is a great thing. We get it. What do we do now? What exactly are you encouraging us to do? I think it's pretty simple. I think you should just listen to yourself and be curious. Now I know I just like defined the word using the word in the definition, which is a no-no. So I just looked up what curious actually means in Merriam-Webster, and it's defined as an adjective, eager to know or learn something. So there you go. That's literally what I want you to be. You know, if you have a thought pop into your head, if you wonder something, anything, you should just pursue it. It doesn't mean you're going to live it for the rest of your life. Just pursue it. You know, I want you to be a bit more cynical. I don't think you should just take other people's words for things. You know, don't just settle for reading about something. Don't just settle for listening to someone else's story. I want you to find that shit out for yourself. I want you to do it yourself. I want you to ask, to inquire, to discover it for yourself. And that's what it's about being freaking curious, genuinely curious, eager. And not just because I'm encouraging you to, but because you actually see the benefit of it, because you're actually curious at heart. And again, to my point from the beginning, I think the majority of us are, truthfully. You know, how you were when you were a kid, where you put everything in your mouth because you wanted to know. But as we grow up, we're really quick to discount that innate curiosity because it's more comfortable to just accept things or to just hear a story and think, oh, that's really cool. That's exciting. I don't need to experience it myself. You're right? That's kind of how we think. You know, what I think is more exciting is finding that shit out for yourself, living it yourself. Like whenever I read a documentary or read a story or learn something new, I'm very prone to want to then go out and find out myself. Maybe I'm impatient, whatever, but anytime I see something, read something, I think it's cool, but I only think it's really cool if I figure it out and experience it myself. You know, I'm planning a trip to Mykonos right now because I saw a bunch of people in my network there and it just looks amazing. And instead of being that guy who's like, oh, let me add this to my bucket list, like it's planned, it's done. I'm humbled to be able to do that, but I want to find out for myself right now. Or with this podcast, for example, truthfully, I never had plans to do this really, but a couple of people were like, oh, you should consider it. I was like, all right. And then I was reading a bunch of marketing stats on the huge growth of podcasting and listenership and all that. And instead of being like, oh, that's interesting, I wonder what it's like to be a successful podcaster. Instead of that, I'm going to find out myself that I'm doing it. You know, or I remember like being single and being like, I wonder what it's like to have game. I'm putting that in air quotes right now because that's just freaking horrible. It's so douchey. And instead of just wondering that, like, I started putting myself out there. I'll leave those details out, but not that I'm spitting game, but like, I wanted to know what that was like, find out for myself, really with any area of my life for that matter. I want to experience and learn for myself. I wanted to know what it was like to live and experience in Chinese culture, for example. So I took 4 years of Chinese. That was a bit of a commitment. And then I lived in Shanghai, worked at a law firm. Oh, I remember big meathead example here. I want to know what it's like to be able to bench 225. So I stopped being scrawny. I worked out. I ate better. And then I did it until I could, you know. And I think I'm picking weird examples here, but you get the point. It's all driven by curiosity. And most of all, I think the key to being more curious is to just not accept anything at face value. You can call that being cynical. You can call it being distrusting or whatever you want. I call it not putting a label on things until you find out for yourself. And because of that mentality, I rarely call something boring or mundane or dull, because how would I know unless I tried it myself? How could I? There's no way. And I think that's a prime characteristic of curious people. They never call something mundane or dull or uninterested in it. You know, take a look at that thing. You don't have to invest a lot of time in it. Just take a look at it. See it as a new opportunity to learn something new, and that you could take from that a new perspective or a new experience or a new friend or anything. There's all upside. There's no downside. So I'd ask you, you know, what are you curious about? What unanswered questions do you have in your head right now? What is something about the world or yourself that you wonder about, that you find yourself wondering about? When you wake up in the morning, what are you wondering about? I think you should just follow that. I don't think you should dismiss it, because maybe you're dismissing it because following it would require a lot of work, or maybe it would make you uncomfortable. Whatever. I think you should just follow it. Just test it. Put your foot in the water. Let it take you wherever it leads you, and then you could decide if you want to continue. And again, not just because it will expand your brain, give you new perspective, which is great, but because it will inspire you. And to kind of wrap up here, I see all these posts on the internet about how to find your passion, how to find your purpose, how to find your place in the world. You've seen those. And that's a big, 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 big question. I think the answer to that question, or the lack thereof, is a big reason why a lot of people my age are frustrated, because it takes years to answer that question. You can't force it. But you see all these articles that are like 7 steps to find your passion, something like that. And that's helpful, I guess. But I think I could help you get there, not faster, but more efficiently, make you happier throughout the process. And that's to find your purpose, to find your passion, to find your fulfillment in life. You just be curious. Find something you're curious about. Find another thing you're curious about. And then another thing, and another thing, and another thing. And then chase those things. Find out what they mean to you. Find out for yourself. Don't just accept someone else's words for it. Live those things for a little bit. Live them. And then decide what you want to do. And I guarantee you that from those experiences, if you do it enough, if you're curious consistently, that your life would change. And I know that sounds like a big, bold statement, but how could it not? The majority of us follow a simple path. We take what we're told and we take what we see at face value. And that's fine. That's comfortable. That's great. That's a reasonably happy life, I think. But if you know me, I don't want to be reasonably happy. I want to be really happy, really, really, really happy. And all the time, you know, I want to have something guide me throughout to new and fun and fulfilling experiences. And I think the answer to that quest is just being curious. So that's it. Be curious. Watch where it leads you. From my experience, it's brought amazing new experiences, new perspectives, new people into my life. And I think if you adopt that mentality, it can do the same for you. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Be sure to check out today's sponsor, indefenseofpaper.com. Use code CASE for 10% off. Enjoy. They're a great company. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. And most of all, just go be curious. So until next episode, I'm out.